Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Zayin, and we are on in the first parak. Again, the Daf Zayin here in the art scroll, and Daf Vamabez here in the other edition of the Oz V'Hadar. Okay, so we're in the sugyas of what happens to the Kohen Gadol when the there's a problem that happens and he becomes Tamei, and the other Kohen Kohen Gadol that was waiting in the wings becomes, does the Avodah that day, and then the original Kohen Gadol goes back. So what's the halacha of the substitute Kohen Gadol? That was discussed, and we discussed who brings the who pays for the Minchas Chavitin of the day. We had the story of someone trying to imply that he should be able to become the Kohen Gadol, and the king saw right through it. And we had the story of Kimchis, just one ha'ara about Kimchis. We had the Isha's Kimchis mentioned in the Bavli as well, who had the chumra of even the walls of her house, right, did not see her hair, and that is why she was Zocha, the Gemara says, to seven sons who were Kohanim Gadolim. And we said, interesting, how did that happen? You know, something must have happened during their lifetime that allowed the next one to come. That is a din pashtus, that's a din to araisa. The din of a married woman covering her hair, learned out from Isha Sota, because the Isha Sota, we know, Medrash tells us, in Parshas Naso, we uncover the hair of the Sota, the Derech Manos Yisrael Lios Rashen Mechusos, therefore we uncover it, and that's in one of the examples of Das Yehudis, that Mishnah in Ksubis and Daf Ayin Beis, Overas Das Moshe, Das Yehudis, both of those pashtus are, or Das Moshe, and Das Yehudis, one of the examples is Yosef Rosha Paru, and the Gemara says, how can you say that's Das Yehudis, which is more of the Minog, it's a Din Daraisa, right? That's the Gemara's question. Is it an Asur Min HaTorah? So there are different details of that. So that's why it's a Din Daraisa for a married woman to have her hair covered. The big discussion, interesting in the Achronim, is what about a Sheitel? A Sheitel or a Peyanachris, is that considered covering, or hair is hair, and that might not be called covering, but a simple interpretation of the Mishnah, in Mesech HaShabbos, and Daf Samach Dalet, and the Rishonim there discuss Beferish that it seems to be allowed. The Shilti Giborim quotes the Mishnah there that says she could wear a wig out to the Chatzer, that's the Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Samach, Yotza Isha Bechute Seyar Bein Mishallah Bein Mishal Chaverta. So the Shulti Giborim there in Shabbos on the Samach Dal says Mashmalahed Yeshemuteres Benos Yisrael is Kashit Bohem. The Seyar Beisha Erva the Kaamar, that which it says Seyar Beisha Erva, married woman's hair is categorized as an erva. Lo Havi Ela Beseyar Hadavuk Lebsar Mamish. That's only hair that's attached to her head. That's what's called erva. Venira Gam Besara Im Haseyar Aval Seyar Hamachases Sara. There's no problem. And therefore, and it doesn't matter whether it's her own hair that was cut, the Shulti Giborim even says, or the hair of her friend, but that's the, that's what, Ruba de Ruba of the Poskim say. The minhag of Chabad is that that's the lechatchila, right? Because a sheitel generally covers, all the hair. But again, one should, ask their local, posek, and again, that's the, one of the discussions within covering one's hair. And again, there's a lot also. There's a Rashba, how much hair is allowed to be left out. But either way, Kimchis is the example given in Shas of a woman who is machmer even by herself, even in the ones who are in her own home, she wouldn't uncover her hair. Okay, so let's now continue where we are up to, back to the issue of the Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol, who was the substitute, goes and that was the first discussion that we had. And then we got into Meshuach Melchama. If the Meshuach Melchama, what's the halacha of the Meshuach Melchama, if he's Nishal or if he's Oved? If he's Nishal, if he asks from the Urim Tumim, as we know sometimes they had to ask questions before war, so does he wear the big day kahuna? And the first day of Reb Chiya B'Shem Reb Yochanan said, that big day HaKodesh Asher La'aharon, Yu La'aharon, Ulubarav Acharav. So we say Acharav means the one that's secondary. So he wears it when he's Nishal. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yochanan said also if he is Oved. Also he's Oved. Rabbi Yonah said, I don't think Rabbi Yochanan said that in Shir. I don't think so. So the Gemara said, so what does he wear when he's Oved? So the, Rabbi Oshia quoted the Brisa of Bar Kapara, who said, Acham Omrim, he is not Oved in the 8 or in the 4. Why? Really, Amar Biba Badinhu Shiyeh Oved Barba. Really, he should do the Avodah. He's not a Kohen Gadol. He's not the Kohen Gadol Agabe Avodah, and therefore, he should not do the Avodah in the eight begadim. V'lama eino oved, shtal yo omer, merino kohen gadol, pamim oved barbo, pamim bishbona. But it sounds like it's a dinta rabbanan. Mida araisa, he can do the avoda, but we don't want people to think that outside he spoke to the Ritumim with all eight, and now he's wearing four, so it looks funny. It looks funny that he's wearing, is he the kohen gadol, is he the kohen hedyot? So therefore, that's why it is a problem. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yona, lo bifnim hu oved velo mi bachutz nishal, v'toan mi bafnim lo bachutz. Should we really be worried about such a mistake? What's in the base of Mikdash? What's outside the base of Mikdash? People are going to be so confused, right? They would know. Outside the base of Mikdash is one rules, and inside the base of Mikdash is other rules. Inside the base of Mikdash, he's not the Kohen Gadol HaOved. He's not the ultimate. Therefore, maybe that's why he acts like a Kohen Hedyo and he wears four. And outside, then he's the main man asking the Urim Tumim, and that's why he wears all eight. So what exactly is the worry? So Rabbi Yonah says, do we really make mistakes? So the Gemara answers, yes. People do make mistakes and they get confused, even if it's in different places, even the greatest, like Rabbi Tarfon. The Chid Rabbi Tarfon, Avian Shal Yisrael, Yisrael. Rabbi Tarfon is the father of all of Israel, right? He is an amazing leader, right? The Karban Eda says, Bechachma. Avian shall call Yisrael bechachma, meaning in wisdom. And we're talking about making mistakes here in wisdom. And we see he made a mistake. Why? Where the chiyar b'tavid of Yisrael shall call Yisrael lo ta ben tekias hakel letekias carbon. Don't we see from the following conversation that he made a mistake between the shofaros and the chatzotros that were blown at hakel, which is outside the heichal and outside the azara hakel? Right? They built a special a platform for the Melech to read the Torah, year eight of Shemitah, the Sukkot after Shemitah. So the Tkiyos Karban. And he made a mistake between those Tkiyos and the Tkiyos of the Karbanos that we know we blow, certain types of Chatzosos during the, Hakrava of the certain daily Karbanos. So where do we see that? Ditani Uvene Aaron HaKohanim Yisku B'Chatzosros. The Pasuk says that the Bnei Aaron, the Kohanim blow the Chatzosros, right? This is in this in Baloscha, where it talks all about the different types of blowings. There's blowings by Karbanos, there's blowings by gathering the Machaneh, there's blowings blowings by war. So the Pasuk says, "Vnei Aaron Kohanim Yisub Chatzosros." Tamimim below Bali Mumin. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the Kohanim who blow the Chatzosros have to be Tamimim. Just like they can't have a Baal Mum for the Avoda, so too they can't be a Baal Mumim to blow the Chatzotzros. Amal Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, really? Akapech es banai. Literally, my children should be cut down. He's cursing himself. He says, oh, this should come upon me if I didn't see this. Meaning this is for sure true. The following. Akapech es banai. Im lo reisi achi imi. I saw my uncle, achi imi, chiger ba'achas miraglav. He was a Baal Mum. Right, he was lame in one leg. Omid ba'azara chatzosrasa biyada batokeya, and he blew chatzosros. Right, and I don't, you know, that's what I remember. Karbon eda kabeachas banai mitzta'er haya al Torah hamishtakachas. Right, he's like, oh yeah, I can't believe this Torah that's been forgotten on my good friend Rabbi Akiva making such a mistake. Umakalas atzmo. Akabeach lashon krisa. So he says, I can't believe this is what I see. And I remember, there was a Baal Mum that did the, Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, Shemalo Re'isel B'Shas Hakel. Maybe what you saw was in the time of Hakel, Nebuchadnezzar, when the king read the Torah, which is outside. Vani Omer B'Shas HaKarban. I'm talking about B'Shas HaKarbanos, the Chatzotzros by the Karbanos. That's what needs, that's connected to the Avoda. Amalo Rabbi Tarfo, Rabbi Tarfo says, Oi. Akapeach is Banai. He says the curse the other way. Shalom hitisa yemin osmal. Rabbi Akiva, you did not move right or left. You did my right or left. You are perfect. Ani ushara isi es amaisa vishachachti. It's exactly, you're right. I saw the maisa and I forgot. Velo hayali lafarish. And I didn't explain it properly. V'yata dorish umaskim l'shmua. And now you're dorish and you're maskim and you explain everything. Hakalaparish bimcha kuparish bechayev. Anyone who separates from your Torah learning is separating from life itself. So Rabbi Tarfon realizes his mistake. But you see from there that Rabbi Tarfon made a mistake, Bachutz and Bifnim. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's only appropriate to make a din that, you know, we have to be nervous that people are going to make a mistake. And it could be they'll think Kechucha V'Tlula, that it's a joke. Sometimes the Kohen wears this, sometimes the Kohen wears that. So therefore, it's a bizayin of the of the kachim and of the avoda, and therefore we would make a din that he can't do the avoda. This last line of Rabbi Akiva, if I'm away from real Torah, I'm away from real life, is connected to the line of the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Maseches Makos. The Gemara in Makos says that if somebody kills by accident, right, they go to an ir miklat. And the Gemara says, maglin rabo imo. Somebody goes to an ir miklat so that his Rebbe has to go with him. I don't have to live there to go to give shiurim every so often, but maglin rabo imo. So the Rambam adds in one line to the maglin rabo imo. What is that? A perek zayin of Hilchos Rotzayach. Talmud shagala la'ari miklat, maglin rabo imo. Shene'emar vachai. Because it says vachai, he has to live there. Aselo kedesha yichya. Go that he should live. And having his Rebbe there is part of how he lives. The Rambam then adds the line. Vachaye bale chachma umevaksheha below Talmud lemisa kemisa chashuvin. The life of bale chachma and those who seek it, those who are wise, those who seek it, below Talmud they are learning kemisa chashuvin. Right? It's not life. It's not life. If people cannot be connected to Torah when they, when they need to be, bale chachma vaksheha kemisa chashuvin. And that's like what the Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Kiva here, that if somebody is poresh mimenu from his Torah, is kaporesh min hachayim. The mitzvah hakel is a mitzvah daraisa, it's one of the last mitzvahs listed in the Torah, that all Bnei Yisrael should gather together in Yerushalayim, by the Beis HaMikdash every 7 years, right, in the 8th year. The Chinuch writes, Tafresh Yud Beis, mitzvah 612. In his counting, shenitzavinu sheyikahel am Yisrael kulo. All of Klai Yisrael should gather together. Anashim, v'nashim, v'taf. Men, women, and children. V'motzoi shnas ha-shmita b'chag ha-sukkos, b'yom sheni b'chag. So it's clearly, it's formulated as post-shmita. It's not year 8. It's not always the first year. No, the way that it's formulated in the Torah and in the Rishonim, it has something to do with shmita. It's a post-Shemitah. It's getting back to the regular life after a year of Shemitah. So after that, that's Sukkos on the second day, the first day of Chol HaMoed. V'likro k'tzas b'sefer Mishneh Torah ba'aznehem. And for the king to read the Torah, Shehu Eile Hadvarim. V'al zeh ne'emar hakel sa'am anashim anashim b'atav v'gomer. V'zo mitzvah hakel haniskeres b'talmud. And says the Gemara, Binyan Sha'amru, Hakel to Mitzvah Seish Van Grama. How could women be obligated? They're obligated in the Mitzvah, even though generally it says Van Grama. Mishorshi a Mitzvah. What's the message by the Mitzvah of Hakel? Lefisha Kali Karan Shalam Yisrael Hiya Torah. Uba Yipardu Mikal Uma Velashon. Through the Torah and its dictates is how we are separate from any other nation. Leo Zochin Lechayad. To be zochet to olam haba, tainug nitzchi she'en lamala himenu benivraim, an ultimate reward, ultimate enjoyment that we can't fathom the enjoyment in this world. Alkein biyosal kali karen, but since that's the basis of our life, roi sheikalu hakol yachad bezmanechem ben azmanim l'shmod v'reha. Every once in a while, we should get together all of us to hear its words. V'lios hakol yotzei b'toch kol ha'am anashim anashim v'taf. Lemar, ma kibbutz harabah zeh shehizkabatsu yachad kulanu. What are all Klal Yisrael here? Right? What is this great covet? V'tihya hatshuva l'shmoa divrei haTorah. Sheikol yikareinu v'odeinu v'tefarteinu. It should be an inspiring event that we should take with us. And v'yismach Hashem b'maisav v'chulu. The Ramban, in his commentary, is bothered on Chumash, anashim anashim etaf. Who's the taf? Taf usually are babies. What kind of spiritual experience will this be for babies? So the Ramban is bothered. He thinks, really, if it was up to me, I would say it means older children, those that could really be educated. Higia lechinuch. That's what he says. But ubeneim, right? Says the pasuk says in vayelach. Ubeneim asher lo yadu v'yishmu v'lamdu heimataf ki yishmu v'yishalu v'ha'avos yargilum yichan chosam. The kids will come, and the avos and the parents will accustom them and educate them. Ki ein ataf hazeh yonkei shadayim. We can't be talking about babies, says the Ramban. Because what good would that be to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash? Aval hem ktanei hashanim hakrovim lehischanech. Vizeh tam v'lamdu liyira ba'asid. That's the Ramban. But then he notes, aval raboseinu amru. Ha'anashim lulmo v'anashim lishmo v'ataf l'matba l'itein schan l'meviyehem. Right, so the Ramban notes that Chazal sound like it's actual babies. But he wonders, like, what kind of schar are you going to get by having the baby scream the whole time and ruin your own experience? So the Ramban notes that, but obviously there must be an experience even very young. Right, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Chagiga, Bavli, in the Bavli, I think it's Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim, one of the Tanaim, heard this message of Chazal of Hakel, Litz Chalam of Yehem. He says, "Ah, thank you. Thank you for telling me this piece of Torah." He's like, "Well, what were you so excited about?" He says, "I never knew. My mother, when I was very, very young, she used to put my crib in the Beis Medrash. And I never knew why she was doing that. I was a baby. So it must be that there's osmosis. Something goes in, even at a young age. Again, that's a Hakel. But again, Rabbi Tarfon made the mistake of the Kohanim that are blowing, the Bali Mumin or not, different rules for different tkiyas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. The Chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshacho. So now we're going to wonder, right, about the Kohanim. Which Kohanim need Mishicha? Which Kohanim need the anointing oil or get the anointing oil? So Matam Alomar, what is the message of this pasuk? Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that this whole pasuk is extra. The Chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshacho, so says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the parashas Achrei le'inyan avodas Yom Kippurim, kol ha'pasuk miyutar. The whole pasuk is extra. So what's this pasuk teaching me? That the Kohen that is anointed will bring the kapara. Lefisha kol ha'parasha amura ba'aron. The whole pasuk is said by Aaron. Ein li'ela Aaron atzmo. I know all these rules in the avodah of the Kohen Gadol is for Aaron only. Minan l'rabos Kohen Achar. How do I know all future Kohanim Gedolim have the same rules? Tavolomar asher yimshach oso. Ainly ella mashuach b'shem and amishcha. So I only know those that are anointed with shem and amishcha, though they could do the avoda, and they have these rules. Maruba gadami nayin. How do I know after Yoshio Melech put away? Remember, he foresaw the korban, and therefore he's the one that buried the aron and the mate and the oil. So how do I know that? And after that, how do you become a kohen gadol? Usually, you become a kohen gadol with the oil. So if you don't have it, you become an oil. You become a kohen gadol by wearing the begadim. Meruba bebegadim. So how do I know meruba bebegadim minayin? How do I know also meruba begadim? How do I know he's included? Tamalomar sheyimale es yado uminan larabos kohen acher hamismane. How do I know to include the other kohen that's appointed? That's referring to the substitute kohen gadol that comes in on Yom Kippur. So he's not appointed. Right, he's not anointed. You don't anoint on Yom Kippur. So what happens? He comes and does the avodah on Yom Kippur. Wait a minute. He puts on the eight begadim. Ah, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, maybe we're talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol died on Yom Kippur after the avodah of the Karban Tamid. What's the next avodah? The next avodah is inside the Kodesh Kadashim with only the four begadim, only the Big Day Lavan. So the first thing this new Kohen Gadol is going to do is not wear the Shmona begadim. So he's not going to be able to become Nisrabe and Nischanech with the Shmona Begadim. So how do you know that he could be the Kohen Gadol and get Kapara if he didn't get the oil? He doesn't have the Begadim. So Tamalomar, the Chiper HaKohen. The Chiper HaKohen. So he's included. Bameu Mismane. But how does he become the Kohen Gadol? Rabbanan Tekisar Mashay Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, Bipeh. Just by designation. Bipeh. What's Bipeh? The Pnei Moshe says, when we tell him, go do the Avodah, that's it. Once he has that license, that's enough. Sha'omrim lo leich avod. The eino tzarech chinuch acher. He doesn't need anything else. That's that. In the Bavli, on Daf Yud Beis, he doesn't even mention bepeh. It's just the principle of avodasan mechanchasan. Just doing the avod of the Kohen Gadol makes you the Kohen Gadol. Sometimes acting like acting in some way, creates the halachic mechanism. We'll have another one soon, but I'll just mention one now. Another example, kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka. So we know generally all kinyanim have different types of ideas behind them. Meshicha, you pull it. Hagbah, you pick it up. It's always a specific act that's required. Kinyan chazaka, how do you do a kinyan chazaka on a piece of land? There's 20 different ways that you could do it. You could dig, you could build, you could destroy. You could lock a door, you could take a lock off a door. There's many different ways. You could spread out your fruit on the grass. You could do all different types. Or Avram Avinu, one of the sources is Babasra Dafkuf, right? Or Kuma, right? Walker and Eretz Yisrael, Machlokas, that's the source of Kinyan Chazaka. How could there be so many examples of one Kinyan? So the Achronim explain, it's all about Horaz Bailus. It's all about reflection of ownership. Acting like an owner makes you an owner. That itself is a way to do it. If you act like an owner, you put your fruit here, or you cut a tree, or you plant a tree. It can be opposite actions. Acting like an owner makes you an owner. Acting like the Kohen Gadol makes you the Kohen Gadol. Right? That's what this is. And we're going to have one other example by the Shem in a couple of minutes. we'll see, acting like married couple makes you a married couple, but we'll get to that. Says the Gemara, Amr Reb Zeira, Hada Amr, the fact that the Kohen Gadol could just, according to the Yerushalmi here, is bepeh, when he gets the instructions, do be the Kohen Gadol, that shows that Amira and designation, but verbal designation, has significance. And Hada Amr, Shememan, and Zakenim bepeh. Also, Smicha, the old Smicha of Moshe to Yoshua, and the power of becoming smuchin, that also, if it works by the Kohen Gadol, it must work by getting smicha. You don't literally maybe have to put one's hands, but smicha that was stopped in the days of the Romans, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Sanhedrin, smicha could also be given verbally. Amar b'chia bar ada, masisa amar kein. It's mashva that way from the Mishnah Idios, because the Chachamim say in Idios to Akavi ben Mahalalel, Chazar b'chababadvarim, if you take back and retract four of your shitas, Shayita Omer, v'nascha avbezin al Yisrael, we will then automatically make you the avbezin. Sounds like right when he would retract his shitas that they didn't agree with, then that would be enough for it to make him an avbezin, right? No other act is required. So you see from there, right, the Karban Eita, Mashva shebechazor l'chud, hu nase avbezin. So that would be enough. Smicha is a big topic. Rav Soloveitchik, again, without getting into the rayas, discusses when does a dayan need the special power of smicha. There's a machlokas rishonim whether a bezdin for gerus needs smicha. Right? We don't, the Tosfos asked in Yevamos, right? We need a bezdin today to have gerim, right? To have bezdin witness, and, but we don't have smuchin today. So how do you have any converts today? Answer, they're shlichu sayu. They are the stand-in for the previous generation rabbis who had smicha, so it's good enough. Other rishonim say you don't need smicha for this type of bezdin. You need smicha for a bezdin that's going to decide things. This bezdin of geiris is just witnessing. They're what's called a bezdin lekiyum hadavar, not a bezdin levarer hadavar. So what's the nekudas of machlokas? Many other rayas to this issue, machlokas, Tosfos in the Rambam, whether smicha is an ingredient to be a dayan, the definition of bezdin, or smicha is an ingredient to be a posek, to give a hora'ah, right? The bezdin of gerus is not giving any hora'ah, but they need to be a bezdin. So the rishonim that say that you need a bezdin of smuchin for gerus hold that because the part of the definition of bezdin are smuchin. But those who say nah, I say no, maybe you only need smicha for hora'ah, not every bezdin does hora'ah. Sometimes you could have the opposite. You could have hora'ah without bezdin. And then you might need the other way. You might need smicha for that, for the Rambam, and not for others. The Rambam says you can get smicha for certain areas of halacha. Again, a big topic, but that's smicha a little bit here. We continue. Minayin sheshem she maskina lo kohen achar tachtav shemeyara bopsul. How do you know? According to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see, just like you have another kohen gadol waiting in the wings. Kach, look at the lashon. Mikachin lo isha acheres al tanai. So too, you have the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur do another Maisei Kiddushin with another woman al tanai. You know, Hariya Mukudeshes li b'tabazu. If my other wife dies tomorrow, then we're married. How do you know you do that? Shema yera davar beishto. How do you know you get another wife waiting in the wings? Shenemar v'chiper ba'adov ad beiso. Beiso zu ishto divir Reb Yehuda. He has to be married. The Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur to be kept kapara for beso, that's ishto, and therefore, you do kiddushin beforehand, just in case. We'll get to why don't you just marry, and he'll marry to two women. So we'll get to that, why you can't do that. But this is Rabbi Yehuda. This is a major machlokes, Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli here clearly says that to be beso, it's enough to have kiddushin. It's enough to have kiddushin, because it says, be makadshin lo isha. The Bavli says, no, you need nisuin. You need second stage of marriage for beso. Because there are halakhic differences between beso and kiddushin and nisuin. As we know, the two stages of a Jewish marriage, right? There's many halakhas that only kick in after nisuin for hafaras nedarim and for yerusha and for other halakhas. But the Bavli says nisuin. That makes it a little more tricky. How do you do nisuin on Yom Kippur? Nisuin. Kiddushin, you could do this al tanai and it could be delayed, but nisuin a little trickier. We'll see if there's time to talk about that. Amalar Rabbi Yossi, Imkin Rabbi Yossi says no, you get another wife. Inland of herself, right? They'll never end. Ma'o inland of herself. What does that mean? Shema Thomas Isha Zuba Thomas Isha Cheres. Why do you get one more wife? Maybe they'll both die. Then you'll need a third wife. So inland of herself. Amar Abimana says, okay, So why do you get another Kohen Gadol? Adat makshila al Rabbi Yehuda kashas al Rabbanan. So you're asking on Rabbi Yehuda and the Davarsof? What about the Rabbanan? Shemayema keri lekohen zevi yera keri lekohen acher. Why do you only get one Kohen Gadol waiting in the wings? You should get two. Maybe both Kohen 1 and 2 will both become Tameh. Answer. Keri matsui misa eina mitsuya. Keri here means any type of Tumah. Becoming Tameh is common. Person, the Kohen Gadol dying, we don't assume is common. And there's four. Gazral, davar, shu matsui, lo gazral, davar, shi, no matsui. We only have to take precautions and be concerned with something that's more common. Becoming Tameh is more common than a person dying. And therefore, that's why you only have to have another Kohen, but not another wife. Says the Gemara of Yoashkan, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Misa, Mitsuya. But I mean, from the following, we'll see. You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that death is common, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda himself. Skip, Hahi de Taninan, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Avisha, Cheres, Maskinelo, Shema, Tamuz, Ishto. We have a problem. Because Rabbi Yehuda here seems to say that Misa is common. That's why Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to have another wife just in case. But one second. Look in Gittin. Taman Taninan, Hamevi, Gevini, Chozakin, Ochol, of Nasun, Bechaz, Koshukayim. If a Shliach brings a get from far away, and he left the husband old or sick, you could assume that the husband is still alive. So they're still alive. So one second. Taman atamar ein misa mitsuya. Over there by the get case. So you assume. You see, he's alive. You don't choshish that he died. Veko atamar misa mitsuya. And here, you're worried that misa mitsuya. Right here, it is common. So one answer that the Gemara here does not give, that the Gemara gives elsewhere, is shema yamus, shema meis. Right? There's a big difference. In the get case, did he die or not? We're not choshish that he died or not. You assume there was a cheskes chayim. He continues cheskes chayim. What do you worry about here? Shema Yamos. Maybe the Kohen Gadol will die. Everybody's going to die at some point. Right? So maybe there's a difference between Shema Meis, Lo Chashina, and Shema Yamos, Chashina. That's one answer, not given in the Gemara here. The Gemara here gives a different answer. Says the Gemara, Taman B'yachid Kan B'tzibur. Are we talking about Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol for Am Yisrael? Then you gotta make sure. You gotta go above and beyond in the standards. For a Yachid with a get, we won't have to have such standards. Chomer Hu B'tzibur, it's a Chumrah. By Tzibur. Says the Gemara of Ashkechan, or Yehuda Machmer B'Yachid. But when we see Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer even by a Yachid. Right? We're saying there's a difference between Yachid and Tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda is Machmer by a Yachid. Where do you see that? Right? We had that back in Shkalim. If you remember the different, chauffeurs, the different, containers that the monies were collected in. There was, one container that the Tanakhama held there in Shkalim that you collect for, kinim. That are needed if somebody owes a set of birds, a chatos and an ola. So then you have a container that you put the money in. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have a container like that. Because what happens if the woman who's a zava, who gave this money, died? And then it's going to be mixed up with all these other women's, and there's a chatos mesos. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no container for that. But what do you see from there? It's a singular person, and Rabbi Yehuda is worried about death there. Right? That's against the Mishnah in Gittin, which we're saying, oh, we're not worried about the husband died. Right, we were trying to say there's a chiluk between Yochanan and Tzibur for Rabbi Yehuda. It doesn't work. Am Rabbi Yehuda, lo haya shofar shel kinim b'Yerushalayim v'dei atarobes. We're not, he holds there's no, shofar in the Beis HaMikdash for the birds because of the mixture. Shema tamus achazmein, maybe one of the women is gonna be, die. V'nimsa d'mei chatos besos muravos b'karbon. Right, he holds only, nedava, kidei nedava have a container, where they're both olos, not with a zachadis and an ola. We don't answer that question. That question remains, the Stephen of Yehuda, why is Rabbi Yehuda here worried about Misa and here not worried about Misa? Period. Says the Gemara. The Akadish Me'asmol. Why do we say before that what does Rabbi Yehuda say? We have to have another wife waiting in the wings, so you do Kiddushin on Erev Yom Kippur Al Tznai. Why don't you just marry another woman? So he'll be married. A man can be married to two women. Midaraisa. So let him marry another woman. The Akadish Me'asmol. Just do regular Kiddushin yesterday. Answer, v'chiber ba'ado v'ad beso v'lo ba'ad shnei batim. He's only allowed to be married to one wife. Din da'araisa, beso and not shnei batim. Rabbi Gamliel b'Rabbi Inyani bo'i kumi Rabbi Mana, lo nimsa kakona kinyin b'shabis. Wow, important lashon, right? If you're saying though, okay, so we're doing it out tonight, the chalos kinyin is going to be on Yom Kippur. Are you allowed to do that? Kakona kinyin b'shabis, right? This is huge for the sugya of Rabbi Kiva Eger's tshuva, and others, you're not allowed to have kinyanim on Shabbos. That's Xera Durabanan. Mekach u'memkar. What about a chalos kinyan? What if I do the Maisa kinyan before Shabbos and just the effect of the kinyan? I put in a bid for something on, I don't know, what's that called? eBay? before Shabbos, and on midnight it's going to become mine on Shabbos. Am I allowed to do that? Am I allowed to have a chalos kinyan on Shabbos? So this is the example of a chalos. Ask the Gemara, how is that allowed? Right, you're being the chalos kinyan is happening on Shabbos. Omer lei mishum shvusi yitiyah b'mikdash. Besides, you're right, it's also derabanan, but there's no issue derabanan in the base of mikdash. We'll allow it. Period. Amr bimana hada amra. This is what said Elon, the constant armelin. Those that get married, it says specifically those who marry almanos. Interesting discussion. Why dafka almana? Sarach lekansim ibod yom shlo yikone kinyan b'shabbos. Those who get married have to make sure that they finish the marriage before Shabbos, because you can't get married on Shabbos because that's a kinyan. It sounds like from this line, lekonsan is nisuin. That's second stage. Kenisa. Is nisuin also a kinyan? Huge topic. Kiddushin is a kinyan, right? Kinyan kesef. Is nisuin? We usually don't look at nisuin as a kinyan, right? Kiddushin, what's kiddushin? Kesef shtar bia. What's nisuin? So not clear. Seven different opinions in the Rishonim. Is it bringing her into his house? Is it yichud roi labia? Is it covering themselves with a garment? Is it sheva brachas? Is it Maka miyuchad, that you see they're making a party and they're in the center of attention? All these different opinions of nisuin. As I said before, the Aruch HaShulchan has a line that said, what are all these opinions? They're all reflecting of how to act like husband and wife. And nisuin means you act like husband and wife, that makes you husband and wife. Just like we had kinyan chazaka, just like we had avodasan, mechan chasan. Three areas of halacha where you have this concept. But again, this is a big topic. Again, there's so much to talk about here, but we don't have time right now. The Rambam Shita, not for now. Says the Mishnah, let's just get it to start. Kol shivas hayamim huzoreges adam. Next Mishnah, here in Yuma. All the week. What does he do during the week? He practices. He practices what he's going to have to do on Yom Kippur. So he does rikas adam, which might mean all the avodas, but including zrika. Umakteres akatoris, and he burns akatoris. Umetev asaneris, and he metiv machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says metiv means cleans out the neris. Rambam says he then relights them, because the Rambam says you light the candles in the morning too, not just at night. So machlokas Rashi Rambam, what hatava is. Umakriv es arosh ves araglayim, and he's makriv the parts of the carbon tumid. The first ones being the Rosh and the Raglayim. Vishar Kalayamim, any other day of the year, Imratza Lahakriv Makriv. The Kohen Gadol could always do whatever he wants. During this week, he's supposed to practice. But let's say he wakes up on one day in the middle of the summer, he wants to do the Avodah that day, he can. Shekohen Gadol Makriv Chelik Barosh, Manota Chelik Barosh. He could take a piece, whatever he would like. Says the Gemara, one second. He's doing the Avodah the entire week of that he's sequestered. But didn't we learn earlier that every day we're sprinkling him with the ashes of the Paraduma, just in case he was Tameh? And we know that if somebody Tahar gets the ashes of Paraduma sprinkled on him, becomes Tameh. If you're Tameh, you become Tahar. If you're Tahar, you become Tameh. So he becomes Tameh. It's Tful Yom. They know Tameh Mishama Zayasa. How could he do the Avoda? Amar Rabbi Yossi Barabun, Mishahaya Makrav Karbonosa of Hayamazan Alav. Now, after he did the practice, that's when we sprinkled on him. So then he's taught me to the rest of the day, and then he goes to the mikvah, and he's a tful yom. But that's how we solve the problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Shehakohen Gadol, Beth Hashem, and we'll continue next time.